Hi, this is Kyle Bauer visiting with Brian Perry today. He's with BASF and he's the head of U.S. Seeds and Traits. Brian, tell me what's new with seeds with BASF.
Yeah, Kyle, it's really fun because I'd say we've got something new in all major crops that we work in, that being soybean, cotton, and canola. If I were to start off on the soybean front, you know, we've got 10 new varieties we're introducing this year. Building on the overall strong performance, we've seen really good results this year with our Zitava lineup. And if I look at the Kansas growers, definitely in the Group 3 beans, Group 4 beans, we've had several independent trials come out where Zitava's been winning. In fact, we had a trial in Kansas where we topped 100 bushel soybeans with Zitava.
Wow. Well, that's great. And, of course, Kansas is kind of king of stress for soybeans, but when you're in that market, you know that.
Yeah, and to build on that, then when we look at going forward, you know, BASF's really focused on innovating and making it better. So we've got a focused breeding program. We're one of only one of six companies focused on breeding of soybeans in the U.S. So how do we continue to raise the bar, help address those environmental conditions that Kansas growers face by really breeding and doing research in their backyard? So we'll have new lineups coming out even next year, a year from now, where we'll be introducing varieties exclusively developed by BASF to better fit those market conditions.
You have a new innovation with canola in our area as well.
Yeah, we've been looking at how do we take canola production further south. So today we have our Invigor brand that's in the Dakotas. A lot of companies have been looking in your market of, call it winter seeded canola. The problem there we've seen is that the winter kill. So what BASF has been focusing on is how could we take a spring seeded canola crop. So we're focusing on Brassica juncea. So canola is Brassica napus. Juncea is a sister, crop, and it can handle hotter, drier conditions. So we're referring to it as yellow-seeded canola because the seed is yellow versus black. But just this past year, we had trials in Kansas seeing how far south could we take production, and we had trials where even with only 10 inches of rainfall, we were growing 30 to 35 bushel canola. Now, if I were to convert that to a soybean acre, I'd say, well, that's the equivalent of 50 bushel soybeans. So we're at a place where, you know, it looks like it could bear out, and we're targeting 2027 roughly for a market introduction to expand production into the further parts of the U.S.
That could really solve a lot of problems canola's had. But you are also in the cotton market.
Yeah, it's those are our three big crops, and for 2024, we'll be introducing a new trait for cotton growers, Axant Flex, A-X-A-N-T, Axant Flex. It'll be the first ever quad-stack herbicide trait for cotton. Additionally, it will bring in new native traits to help control pests like nematodes or diseases. And we're really excited to have that in both a FiberMax and Stoneville bag starting in 2024. So in all three crops, we have significant innovation. We have new things coming to help growers raise their yields and reduce overall risk.
We're visiting today with Brian Perry. He's BASF head of U.S. Seeds and Traits. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.